mama on a mission is working to prevent grain bin tragedies like her own. I'm Julie Harker on Brownfield with the Indiana Corn Connection, a content partnership with Indiana Corn Checkoff. Anita Howard's son Colton died in West Central Indiana.
The story is, well, it's a pretty hard one to tell. It already has me teared up. I lost my 18-year-old son in a grain bin engulfment accident. The accident was completely preventable.
More about Colton with his mother coming up on Brownfield.
Do more in 2022 with the power of TerraSym by New Leaf Symbiotics. If you're looking for cutting-edge biological technology, TerraSym delivers, and we have the yield data to prove it. Our 2020 growing season saw a win rate of 79% for corn with a 4.5 bushel per acre advantage and 75% for soybeans with a 2.0 bushel per acre advantage. TerraSym increases yields, improves nutrient uptake, and strengthens crops. For over 4 years, we've partnered with growers for in-field testing to maximize yields and to keep advancing our technology. Use TerraSym alone or combine it with existing conventional agriculture products, traits and practices for more convenience, yield, and consistency. Plus, TerraSym is now available in our new hassle-free direct planter box application for both corn and soybeans. From planting to harvest, do more in 2022 with TerraSym by New Leaf Symbiotics. Learn more by visiting TerraSym2022.com.
Anita Howard says her son, Colton, was active and carefree.
He was a 2019 graduate and a member of the first graduating class of Park Heritage High School in Rockville, Indiana. Just like many young boys growing up in the country, Colton loved anything and everything related to the outdoors. He was an avid hunter. He enjoyed turkey hunting, deer hunting, duck hunting. Most days I thought I'd lose my mind listening to him practice all sorts of animal calls just because, you know, he was so passionate about it. And what is the saying? You don't miss what you, or you don't know what you have until it's gone. You know, I miss, if I could hear him making a turkey call again, it would be so, so amazing.
She is certain of his mindset the day of the grain bin accident.
My son just had the mindset that something like being engulfed in a grain bin could never happen to him. And it's the same mindset that so many other farmers and employees have. And after the accident, I started researching it because I knew very little about it. And I quickly discovered that it happens frequently. And had we been better educated about the situation, we would have been talking to our son frequently about it.
Howard says just like buckling his seatbelt or putting on a helmet while riding his dirt bike, grain bin safety precautions could have been learned.
Those are things that we as parents teach our children. You know, and we would have been talking to him about the safety aspect of entering a grain bin had we known more.
Howard learned a lot of people of all ages, young and older workers who are very experienced, have died in grain bin accidents.
But because it's something that they've done 100 times, you know, and they would say, you know, if you were able to talk to him, if you were able to have a conversation with them, they would say, I've walked the grain down many, many times. Nothing's ever happened. Most of the time, you're going to be okay, but there's always that chance that something's going to happen.
This self-proclaimed mama on a mission will share more of her and her son's story. Find out more at incorn.org/safety. I'm Julie Harker on Brownfield.